Ephesians chapter 4. Let's read down through verse 12, all right? We'll read down through verse 12 just to get us in gear here. And because we won't go no further than verse 12. I don't fear we'll get that far, but we'll read down through there. Now, Ephesians, we know, is a prison epistle. The Apostle Paul is writing here to the church, to the body. We've already looked at the greatness of the Lord, and then he started showing us the church being a mystery. Chapter 4, then, he tells us how we are to be one, that there's one. One is easy to add. One is easy to subtract. One's easy to figure. If you just got one of them, you don't have to be smart to figure it out. All right? There's one God. There's one way. All right? It's pretty simple. Pretty simple. So let's start reading here in Ephesians chapter 4. Now, we're going to look now at the walk, our walk, as we are to be one and maintain that unity. And then we'll even look on further what we're supposed to do with it. All right, when we get in and toward the last part of chapter 4, it's going to get tight in places. All right, because it shows us how to live. All right, and that's what an epistle is. These epistles to the church teaches us how to live. The Gospels get us saved. All right, the Gospels get us saved, and then the epistles show us how to live. Then Revelation shows us what's coming. All right, so it's pretty simple. All right, so let's look here at Ephesians chapter 4, start at verse 1. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. Now, if you don't know what forbearing one another in love means, that's putting up with one another and still loving them. Right, that's putting up with all their foolishness, their hatefulness, their bad attitudes, their mistakes, their failures, their sin. That you put up with it, and you love them, and you forgive them, and you stay together. That's a lot in one word, ain't it? Yeah. Forbearing one another, endeavoring. Now, verse 3, it starts out, endeavoring. That means you're going to have to put some action to it. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4 then plainly tells us there is one body. That's what we even preached on Sunday night. There's one body. There's only one body of Christ. Only one bride, one body. He's the head of one body. There's no big I's or little U's. We're all necessary. We're all in one body. All right? There's one body, one Spirit, only one Holy Spirit. Now, that's what I'm speaking of. Now, the Bible does say that we ought to try the Spirit to see which one is of God or which is of God. There is not but one Spirit of God. There's one body, one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And we'll stop right there because we won't go no further, even if we can tonight. All right, so let's back up just a little bit and do a little bit of review quickly. Get everybody, if we can, on the same page. I know some of you was downstairs. Some of the young people were downstairs. Some of the others, teachers and what have you, okay? Boy, something got hot there all of a sudden, sound like. All right, let's look here at verse 4 again. It says, there is one body. And that'll be on the back side of the old paper, okay? It'll be on the back side of the old paper. One body, all right, and one Spirit, and even as you're called in one hope of your calling. Now, we then went over that. There's many congregations, okay, but there's only one body. There's many congregations. A congregation is just an assembly of people, an assembly of believers. That's what the congregation is. And so it's not one building, it's not one group of people that we're talking about, but it's one body. Every believer, everyone that has received Christ as their Savior, who has repented and received Christ, the mode of salvation is the same. There's only one way, Jesus Christ the way. All right? There's only one way. And if they have received Christ, it don't matter where they are in the world. If they've received Christ, they're part of the one body. Now, and there's one Spirit, all right? One Holy Spirit, and that's God. Now, God alone is the one that convicts of sin. If you hear preaching and the preacher convicts you, then that ain't enough. All right. If the preacher convicts you, that means he just said something that you didn't like normally. But if you're convicted of your sin, that you understand the guilt of your sin, that don't come from man. That comes from the Holy Spirit of God doing the work that he was sent to do. Because the scripture says when he would come, speaking of the Holy Spirit, he would reprove the world of sin. And that's what Brother Tim, I think, just taught last night in the jailhouse, sin, righteousness, and judgment. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, of one Spirit, okay? He alone, the Holy Spirit, he borns us again. We're born again of the Spirit of God, okay? All that comes together by the washing of the Word of God, born of incorruptible seed, not of corruptible seed, but it's all through and by the Holy Spirit of God. All right, he alone justifies, the Spirit justifies, he sanctifies, and he glorifies every believer equally. Now, we need to pay attention. We're one body. There's nobody any better than the other in the body. Now, we act like that at times. We act like we're better, but we're not no better. Okay? And we're all born again completely. Everybody understand that? We don't have partial births. Okay? We're all born again completely. All right? We're all justified equally. All of us are justified as if none of us had ever sinned, but even further than that, that all of us had done exactly right. All right. He alone sanctifies us equally. He sets us apart the same. Now, there are times that we rebel on the sanctification. But he don't make me any closer or cleaner or than the other. All right. Everybody follow me? Because we're one body. And then when all this is said and done and we go to be with him, we're all glorified equally. Nobody's going to have a little better heaven than the other. Everybody understand that? My street ain't going to be less gold than what yours is. My mansion ain't going to have three walls of jasper and one of lumber. And that ain't the way it is. We're all going to be glorified equally. We're all going to have a complete new body to praise and magnify the Lord together. We're all going to be sinless. We're all going to see him as he is and be like him. We're all equally by the Holy Spirit of one Spirit. Everybody still with me? Now, and then that one hope, or should I say one glory, there's one heaven. The hope I have. Is that not what it said? Be ready to give an answer for the hope that lieth within you. We looked at all that, all right? There's one heaven, one eternity with God. We're all together. Does everybody understand that? Now, there's people we don't like. Now, we don't like to say that. We don't like to admit that, but there's people we don't like. There's people in other churches we don't like. There's people in our family that we don't like. And they're saved, but can I tell you, you're going to heaven with them. If they're saved and you're saved, you're going to heaven, the same heaven, and you're not going to be on the other side hoping you don't get to see him. Does everybody understand that? Think about that. Name but one. Name but one heaven, there's one God, there's one hope, the same hope. All right? We're still okay? One eternity. All right? There's not eternities. There's an eternity with God. Okay? All right? We're loved equally. We're cared for equally. We're blessed equally. We're all eternally secure.
Amen.
Whether you believe it or not, you're eternally secure. You not believing it, don't change it. Because God only does it one way. Are you hearing me? We're all saved to the same degree. We're all joint heirs. We're all heirs. And we've all been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Because there's not but one. Right? That's the unity in the body. Now, anytime there's conflict or schism, it's flesh. It's not of God. Now, I'm going to go a step further. Anytime there's disagreement, it's flesh. Not of God. The Holy Spirit will not direct me one way and direct you an opposite way. One of us are wrong. The Word of God is what will show us who's wrong. It's not the voices you hear. Well, God told me. No, God don't tell you like that. If God speaks to you in audible voice, then it has to be recorded in the canon of the Bible. Are you listening to me? Nobody said nothing here. If he's speaking to you audibly, then it's revelation. This is the only revelation we got. And there ain't but one of them. He speaks to me. Y'all still ain't said nothing here. Let me turn my hearing aid up on wide open here. Because maybe I'm dismissing it. If you think if God is speaking audibly to you, then where's it wrote at? Where'd you write it down at? No, he's already wrote it. And when I read this, if you want God to speak to you audibly, listen, he's going to speak to me audibly. You ready? I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech. Now, the reason he's speaking on me is because I'm reading it out loud. Now, if he just wants to speak to me, y'all be careful, I'm going to read to myself. Y'all okay? I read it to myself, y'all didn't hear it. Are we okay?
Yes.
Now, when I read it out loud, that was audibly. All right. And when I read it to myself, it was just him speaking to me. But it was all what he said already. That's how I know whether it's right or not. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? If I don't have that in this book, then it ain't coming from him. Because he can't give me new direction. Now, maybe we got to go back and camp here just a moment. He can't give me new direction and new leadership if he ain't already got it wrote in this book. He's already given me everything that's necessary to live a godly life. And it's written in this book. Now, we've got too many out there that's got private interpretations. And that's where you get these versions. I would have never thought that would have been a stick in the mud there. It felt like it was a stick in the mud. Huh? Is everybody okay with that? Well, talk to me. Encourage me a little bit. Tell me to sick him. Tell me, speak to him, boy, to get that coon up that tree. Huh? Help me out. We still okay. Now, so we're all blessed with spiritual blessing. Now, you got the scripture wrote down there. Now, we go back here to verse 5. One Lord. One Lord. Now, everybody look at me and listen carefully. You do not, cannot make him Lord of your life. You do not nor cannot, because he's already Lord. He's already Lord. You can be obedient or disobedient, but you ain't going to make him anything that he ain't already. There's one Lord. And he's over all. He's over all of creation. He's over the stars in the heaven, the planets. He's over every animal, every butterfly, every June bug, every Japanese beetle, every salamander under a rock. And he's over, Lord, over every man, woman, boy, and girl that's ever been. Now, whether he's acknowledged or not is another matter. But he's Lord. There's one Lord. There's one Lord. Are you still hearing me? One Lord. Now there's one faith. Not only just one Lord, but there's one faith. Now this faith, we start with salvation, for by grace are you saved through faith. All right. Then now there are many faiths. I reckon if you want to, look at, for the task that is to be done, there's faith in prayer, and there's faith in working, there's faith in serving. But when we talk about one faith, there's not but one book, one Christ, one salvation, one way. It's the faith that was once delivered to the saints, as Jude says. It's the faith. All right? It's one faith. Now, we're not talking about denomination. We're not talking about Baptist, Methodist, Buddhist. We're talking about the faith. There's one. There's only one way, one God. There's only one Savior. There's only one redemption plan. Huh? Only one. Is everybody still with me? Okay. All right? Then that brings us down. I believe that's where we quit. All right? And we go now to one baptism. All right? Now there, of course, is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit takes place. We're baptized into one body. When the Holy Spirit comes in our life, when we receive Christ, Christ in us, hope of glory, the Holy Spirit resides in us. Let's turn over. We read this in Sunday school Sunday morning, and Rick was just getting on it there just a little bit. I think it's, we need to look in 14, chapter 14 of John. Does everybody follow me tonight? John chapter 14, and let's start at verse 16. John chapter 14, verse 16. Now this is Jesus speaking. He said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. It's going to be like him, that he may abide with you for how long?
Forever.
Now look at verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Now this Spirit of truth, this says here, dwelleth with you. Well, who was dwelling with them? Who was dwelling with the disciples here? Jesus was. And then he says, he shall be in you. Everybody still with me? Now look at verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. Now look what it says. I will come to you. I will come to you. Wait a minute. He's getting ready to leave. He's getting ready to send to the Father. But he said the comforter is going to come. He's already dwelling with you right now. And now, when I leave, he's going to work inside. So it's going to be Christ in you, hope of glory, the Spirit of God, because they're not but one God. He's a triune God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all equal. Are we still okay? But verse 18 is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He has to, because he done promised he would never leave me nor forsake me. He couldn't leave somebody else to do it because the Holy Spirit ain't somebody else. The Holy Spirit's Him. Are we okay? I've got Him in me. Do y'all understand that tonight? Brother Rick was hammering on getting used to the presence of the Lord. Can I tell you, He lives inside of you tonight. Can I say something and not trying to belittle anybody's problem or anything? Can I tell you, you don't need to hear another preacher. You don't need to go to another church service. You don't need to hear, oh, if I could just get a word. Get in your Bible and let the God that lives in your heart pick you up and straighten you up tonight. You don't need nothing else. You don't need nobody. You got all that you need. And you got all of Him when you got the Savior. You got every bit of Him. It's not a piece at a time. No, it's the Holy God that comes inside your heart tonight.
Amen.
Think about that. He said, I will come. It's Him. The one who's altogether lovely lives inside of my soul. I believe tonight that the reason that people are so under their circumstance and so under their situation and don't have a desire to be committed or faithful because they really never met Him. I believe when you really meet Him, you'll go to church. I believe when you really meet Him, you'll live right. I believe when you really meet Him, you'll talk right. I believe when you really meet Him, you'll try to do right. You may fail, but that desire, and then you'll desire to repent when you do wrong. But there's not much desire of commitment. There's much no desire of service. And there's very little desire of repentance. Because there ain't no change. That's what I get out of that verse 18. A lot in that little bit of verse. We okay? Let's go back to Ephesians. One baptism now. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We okay? Talk to me if you're hanging with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, look at verse 13. Let's read 12 and 13 together. For as the body is one, can we say amen there?
Yeah.
And as many members, can we say amen there? And all members of that one body, being many, are one body, amen? So also is Christ one. For by one Spirit are we all, what? Baptized into what?
One body.
One body. Okay? Now, so there is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, there is no evidence of speaking in tongues. If you speak in tongues, then you go ahead and speak Japanese, Chinese, Mexican, whatever you want to speak, go ahead. But if you say it's a heavenly language, you're a liar. Just make sure everybody understands that clearly on YouTube and everywhere else. If you say it's a heavenly language, you are a liar and the truth ain't in you. Amen, preacher. So, but then there's only one scriptural baptism. Not only is there just, it's the baptism of the Holy Spirit is one, and everybody has the same. There's one scriptural baptism, and it is immersion. You're not baptized by immersion. Listen to me now. Baptism is immersion. It's not by immersion, because there's not but one baptism. And it is immersion. And that is the command for everyone that receives Christ. That is an outward testimony scripturally that you've been with Christ. Every believer is supposed to be immersed in water signifying the gospel of the Lord Jesus. How that He died, was buried, and rose again. Even so, we also are buried with Him in baptism and raised to His likeness. A testimony to the world that Christ liveth in me.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of baptism. All right? Signifying the one gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. And it's and you're only baptized in one way. And the baptism all comes together. It is immersion in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's not in Jesus only. It's commanded in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because they're one. And there's one baptism. And it is immersion. And it's for one gospel. For there's only one gospel. And there was only one cross. And there was only one sacrifice. And there was only one resurrection that has anything to do with God and salvation. And the baptism is a symbol, just like communion is a symbol. It does not turn into the blood of Christ. It does not turn into the body of Christ. But it is a symbol of the gospel, how that Christ died. Do this in remembrance of me, how that Christ died. And then how that he was suffered for us. And that how his blood washes us clean. That's what, and do it in remembrance of him. It's all about the Lord. Are we okay? Now this is what the body is supposed to do. Now let's turn to Romans chapter 6. Is everybody with me? Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. And I've done quoted this, but we'll go ahead and look at it here. Let's just start at verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. All right, turn to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Let's start here at verse 13. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. It said, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. That shows that it was immersion. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I mean, we know these verses. We know that. Let's turn over to 28, Matthew 28. Matthew 28. And look at verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, speaking of the disciples here, spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So that's where we get. And that's why we do. We baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's why. It's immersion, because that's what baptism is. It's, some have said it's baptism is, baptize is a, not necessarily a translated word, but a transliterated word. It's baptismo, that is in plunging, as in putting a garment in, dying, pushing in, pulling it out. At every bit of it. All right, but I'll just go ahead and take it like the Bible says, and it's baptized, and it's immersion, and it's all the way under, and he comes straightway out of the water, and it shows how he was resurrected. He come all the way out of the grave. He was all the way buried, wasn't he? Wasn't Jesus all the way buried, and he was all the way out of the grave? So we're all the way buried, and we come all the way out, and it's all for him. So one baptism. All right. Now, I know there are some apostolic people. They don't major on new birth. They major on baptism, baptismal regeneration. That if you're not baptized, you're not saved. Well, that's not scriptural. All right? The thief on the cross was saved, but he was not baptized. Neither was he a church member. Neither did he have communion. Neither did he pay tithes. Neither did he go soul winning. Neither did he ever pray any other prayer other than asking the Lord Jesus to remember him. All right? Never went to Sunday school. Never carried a Bible. All right? But he was a saved man. All right? Everybody hear me? All right? Jesus said, go ye therefore to the world and teach all nations. And after you teach them, baptize them. After you preach to them, after you say, baptize them. But he didn't say go baptize them, but then teach them. We get everything backwards. All right? And that again comes back to listening to all these voices. I've done told you. I'm going to have to do this one time. Maybe y'all can hear. I got voices. Y'all hear this? Y'all hear anything? He's talking to me. It says personal, crowd, restaurant, outdoor. That's what it said. And then it'll say battery. I got voices in my head. And ain't that I'm the Lord. I got his voice right here. Now, I know that there are scriptures that says he speaks in a still small voice. The Holy Spirit does live inside of me, yes. But we're not hearing these big audible voices from heaven, is what I'm talking about. Huh? Is everybody with me? Now, hang with me now. Ephesians 4. Is everybody okay? Now, look at verse 6. One God and Father of all, who's above all, through all, and in you all. All right, so there's one God. Y'all believe that?
Yeah.
He said, I am the Lord, there is none else.
Right.
That's what he said. There is none else. Now, there may be some little g's that we've made gods, but they're not God.
Right.
All right? All right? Now, there's only one eternal, infinite, immense, omnipotent, all-sufficient, perfect, independent being who is omnipotent, omnipresent, that's everywhere at one time at once, omniscient, that knows all, omnipotent, that can do all, right? He's eternal, infinite, immense, all-sufficient, perfect, independent being, and from one first cause of all things, he is the cause of everything. He is the first cause of everything. That's important. He is the first cause of everything. And he lives in me. If you're saved, he lives in you. Do you understand the magnitude of that truth? Let me read it again. This one eternal, infinite, immense, omnipotent, omnipresent, everywhere at once at the same time. Omniscient, knowing everything. All-sufficient, perfect, and independent being from one first cause of all things lives inside my heart. And I got the audacity to do what I want to do. Who do I think I am? Huh? Who do I think I am that'll rebel against a holy God like that? Huh? Now, he is the father of all believers. Now, there is no universal fatherhood of God that he is the father of a lost man in the same sense he's the father of a saved man. All right. Everybody understand that? But he is the father. Okay. He is a father of creation, But there's no supreme fatherhood of God. All right? Only those who are born again. All right? Are we okay? Now, it's who is above all? He is almighty. God is not mighty. He's almighty. Through all. Taking complete care of all. He don't take partial care. Huh? He takes complete care. Huh? He's in you all, in every believer. For he's a person. You understand that? That he's a person. He's a personality. No, he ain't just a personality. He is a person. All right? It is Christ in you, hope of glory. Can we look at some scripture? How about Psalm 97? Is everybody okay tonight? Psalm 97, verse 9. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all them little g God. Huh? How about Psalm 113? Verse 4. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. His glory is further in heaven, it's above the heavens. Huh? Think about that. We're only figuring on going to heaven. His glory is past that. Huh? Think about that. How about 1 Chronicles? First Chronicles 29, verse 11. Wonderful verse. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Can we read that again? Yeah. Huh? This ought to make you just a little bit happy. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. It didn't say he had greatness. He is the greatness. You see that, don't you? He is the great. He ain't great. He is the greatness. Huh? And the power. He don't have power. He is the power. Huh? He is the greatness. He is the power. He don't just deserve glory. He is the glory. Huh? We okay? He don't give victory. He is the victory. Huh? Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory. He is the majesty. Think about that. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. I mean, you just don't get no bigger than that. Huh? Think about that. Nehemiah. I can find Nehemiah. It's in here somewhere. Maybe. These things will have to go through the books of the Bible. My mind's here. Ezra and Nehemiah. Ain't that right? Ezra and Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 9. Verse 6. It says, thou, even thou art Lord alone. How about that? How about that goes with one Lord, don't it? Thou, even thou art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host. Okay. Can we read this the way it's wrote? We okay? Talk to me now. Thou, even thou art Lord alone. All right? Thou hast made heaven. Thou hast made the heaven of heavens. Thou hast made all the host. That's in heaven. Huh? Thou hast made the earth and all the things that are therein. Thou hast made all the seas and all that is therein. You don't only make them. He didn't only just make them. He said, and thou preservest them. He's keeping them all. He made them all. Is anybody thrilled at all that this is the God that lives inside of your heart tonight? Huh? He lives, this is who lives in you tonight. Do you see that? Do you understand, comprehend that? Huh? It ain't religion, it's God.
Yeah.
Hey, it's God.
Yeah.
Look at it. Thou, even thou art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas, and all that is therein. And thou preserveth them all. And the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Huh? That's who lives in you. When you receive Christ, that's who moved inside of you. Huh? When the Bible teaches that He was able to save us from the penalty of sin, it should be no second guess. When He teaches me that He has saved me from the power of sin, even yet in this life, it should be of no surprise. When He shows me and tell me He's gonna someday take me from the very presence of sin, it ought to be so glorious thought because of who He is tonight. I'm afraid we have not never been taught who He is, and we don't know who He is in our heart. Huh? That's why things are not, don't matter down here. Are you listening to me? That's why, what's the matter if we're sick? What's the matter if we die? We're going to see Him. Huh? Listen to me. If we die, if that's the worst thing that can happen to me is death, then it's the greatest thing that can happen to me, for I'll get to see Him and who He is tonight. Think about that. But we can't get the stinking world out of our mind and our heart, and we are so grounded here that we don't have no desire to be there. Huh? Man, it's hard for me to stay here. Huh? I have zero, 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 zero desire to stay in this world for one tenth of a second. I wake up disappointed every morning. When I wake up in the night to go to the bathroom, I'm disappointed. Huh? You say you're crazy? No. Why would you want to live here? Why would you want to live here and then complain about how your body aches and hurts? Why not just see the Lord? There is none else. Can I read it again? Huh? Can I read it again? Thou, even thou art Lord alone. Huh? Talked to Philip on the phone today. Ain't no wheelchairs up there. Huh? Over to see Mooney there Monday, huh? Over to see Mooney and we're talking about Mom and Daryl. Hey, ain't no separation over there, huh? Hi, Miss Jean's up here trying to get some therapy because the cancer's eating her body away. Hey, ain't no cancer over there, huh? Ain't no heart defects, Gabby. Ain't no heart defects over there, huh? Ain't no separation over there. And then people want to stay here. You're not in a fruitcake. Huh? You want to stay here in this life, y'all? You're nutty. I'm sorry. You're nutty. You're carnal. Huh? Man, to go over there. Why? Thou, even thou. I have to preach this somewhere. Thou, even thou art Lord alone. Man, I love it. Thou hast made heaven. The heaven of heavens. And with all their hosts, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein. And thou preservest them all. And the Lord of heaven worshipeth thee. And he lives in me. I got to go back. I go back to John 14. Go back. I got to hurry. I got to go home. We got to go home. The world calls us. We got to leave church. Go. John 14, verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Even the Spirit of truth, verse 18, the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Who is he coming? Thou, even thou art Lord alone. Thou hast made. That's the one.
Yeah.
Anybody get me?
Yeah.
Huh? I can't get excited for you. Huh? I don't understand why you ain't. I'm sorry I believe this book. I'm sorry I believe it to be true. I'm sorry I believe it to be true. And I'm sorry that I ain't going to stay here. Y'all going to have it all. I'm on in the short rows. I'm hoeing the short rows.
Yeah.
Huh? Some of you young guys, y'all go and get ready. Y'all don't have it.
Yeah.
Preacher's in the short rows. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I envy everybody that's died and went to see Jesus. I'm jealous of every believer that's left this world. I'm envious of what they're seeing. I'm envious. I could care less if they... Listen, if I go to heaven and still got pain, I could care less. If I go to heaven and still have cancer and still have heart disease and still have sugar diabetes, I don't care. Because I get to see him as he is. And I shall be like him. Huh? Does it mean anything? Man, it means something to me. Huh? I know now. I know I'm late. But there ain't no school, so where are I? I understand more and more what my papa, sometime before he died, April the 2nd, 1983, 10 o'clock in the morning, Raleigh General Hospital, heart attack. A couple weeks before, I went over to see him. And he was sitting on a swing. It was in March. He was sitting on a swing on the porch. And when I went around, I thought he'd done had a stroke or something. His eyes wasn't shut. His mouth was open. And he was looking across the hill. So I just didn't bother him. I just kind of watched him a little bit. And I see he wasn't nothing wrong. So I just left him alone. Because he was looking afar off. He was looking far off. Later on, he said, need you do some things, and we sorted out some flyers and separated some rose bushes to Mooney and Mommy and me, get them all away, and then a couple of weeks, he went down to Winona to the church down to Kings Creek on a Sunday. He died on a Saturday morning on that Sunday before. He went down to the home church. He went to 6-8 people down there. He went down there and sung, told himself I wanted to come down here one more time. He done seen where he was headed.
Yeah.
You know why he was real. And I often wondered just how was. Well, I understand now.
Yeah.
I understand this thing's real.
Right.
Y'all believe it's real?
Yeah.
Huh? Listen, I've done held their hands when they went to hell.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
I done been in a room where they went to hell and they screamed and pulled their feet out of the fire. I done been there. But I've been there and held her hand.
Yeah.
Seems like there's always a, you know, it ain't just a,
right.
It's a,
yeah.
Huh? I reckon that's the best way a dead person can say, oh, man. Huh? Huh? They call it the last breath? No, it's the first breath. Huh?
Yeah.
I just wanted you to know it's real tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't run no rabbit. Huh? I'm talking about this one God and Father of all is above, on, through, on, in you all.
Yeah.
Right. I got to read one more, hadn't I? Colossians 1. Can we close out with Colossians?
Yeah.
Colossians 1. Well, that's Philippians. Here's Colossians 1. Verse 16. For by him. Who's him? The Lord. By him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him.
Yeah.
And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening to who he is? Huh? Are y'all listening to who he is tonight? Huh? For by him were all things created. The one lives in me that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions, principalities, powers, all things created by him, that's him, and for him, that's him who lives in me, and he is before all things that's in me, and by him all things consist, that's who lives in me, and he is the head of the body, the church, huh? I'm part of the body, part of the church, who's beginning the firstborn from the dead, in all things he might have the preeminence, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Father, I sure do enjoy your word. I can't wait to see you. Call me, I'll come on right now. Even so, come Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I ask all this, amen. See you Sunday.
Study at newspaper.